This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us. Hour number two, USA Prepares, Domestic Engineering Today. I was talking about my concerns with zero-turn mowers. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, I think you're right, and I agree with you. If there's a lot of bumps and ditches and that, I think you just have to be really careful. And I'm sure that a lot of people aren't aware of it.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned it. I'm really, really concerned. And this zero-turn mower, I can just see it in many households that have them. You know, young people, like maybe 12 years old, young boys, 12 years old, maybe girls a little bit older than that might be interested in hopping on that because it's really interesting. And boy, it looks like it's fun to drive, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I see grown men in flip flops. You know, they're in flip flops with a zero turn mower, and the blades are spinning at 3,600 RPM, and they're wearing flip flops. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I wouldn't consider getting on farm equipment without leather shoes, you know, leather footwear, leather boots. Because of the dangers of the machinery. I mean, but you know, I was looking at we have two Cub Cadet mowers, and they're both 42 inches. One was built in the 1960s, and one was built about maybe 15 years ago. They both have the same width mower, 42 inches. The 1960s model is, if you want to look it up, it's a Cub Cadet 102. And it has a 10-horsepower Kohler engine. It has cast iron transmission, cast iron engine, and an aluminum, very heavy aluminum, cast aluminum mower deck. It's still working fine. It has the original tires on it, front and rear. I replaced the wheel bearings on... I didn't replace the wheel bearings. I just greased the wheel bearings on this particular one. I've had the engine, it's on its third engine. It wore out two cast iron engines so far, and it's still going strong, you know, from the 60s. My father was in a car accident, and we were taking him to therapy. It was about $120 for 45 minutes. And he was in a car accident. A guy crashed into him head on. And guy fell asleep at the wheel. Came over across the two-lane highway, really banged my dad up. So I thought, you know, if we could save a lot of money from, instead of going to therapy, we could put him on a mower, but he could only use his right leg very well. So I had to find a mower that you could operate with just your right foot. And so I bought for about $2,000 many years ago, I bought this Cub LT2180, Cub Cadet, 42-inch mower, 18 horsepower, and it has a hydrostatic transmission, which is fluid drive, kind of like a transmission in a zero-turn mower, except that it has a steering wheel. So you actually point this thing where you want to go. But what I'm trying to point out is that there's a difference between a riding lawnmower from the 1960s and a riding lawnmower of today. The steel deck on the newer one has already rusted through. The original 1960s model, the cast aluminum, is perfect. The the 10-horsepower engine, single-cylinder engine on the 1960s Cub Cadet, is able to mow 42 inches, no problem. With the hydrostatic transmission, you need an 18-horsepower engine on the newer version. So you just step on this pedal and you go forward, you step on another pedal, you go backward. But it's fluid drive. It's not direct drive. There is no transmission with gears in it per se. No gears. It's fluid drive. It's like an automatic transmission. It takes almost twice as much horsepower, twice as much fuel for the convenience of having fluid drive. We can get mowing done with the old mower, 10 horsepower, with a 3-speed transmission and a clutch. No slippage, because it's got a clutch. No wasted RPMs of the engine, because it's got a clutch and it's shaft drive. 10 horsepower versus 18. What I'm saying is 8 horsepower is wasted in the convenience of being able to step on a pedal and go forward or backward and have variable fluid drive. That's one of the costs of convenience. And when people are, you know, if you have a big yard, you'll see the difference. And at $5 plus per gallon, $6 plus per gallon, people are now thinking about, do I really need to mow the lawn? So there's an efficiency that the older mowers had that the newer mowers don't have. Kathy, any comments?
Vince, you just pointed out the difference. One of the differences with the old equipment, that it's built better, doesn't rust, gets better gas mileage. It goes back to, I'm sure, older appliances like your KitchenAid mixer. The old ones are much better than the new ones. And, you know, the old Craftsman tools are better than the new ones. So I think you just pointed out a lot of good thoughts about if you can get an older one, it'll be better for you in the long run.
Well, that's exactly what you did, Kathy, right? You had a newer 5.5-year-old refrigerator. It conked out, and my understanding was it would cost more to fix it, way more to fix it than it was worth. Is that right?
Well, they said it was $900 because he had to evacuate the Freon, let it set, then trace it, and then fill it. And that was only if that was the only problem. And you're right. And so what we did was we bought a older Whirlpool side by side. It's a 2005 or 6, something like that. And we paid $375 for it, which was, I thought it was a little high, but in retrospect, after you and I talked about it, Vince, that's probably a good price because there's no computerized anything on it, which I'm grateful for. I didn't want any of that. And after we cleaned it up and vacuumed out the coils and my husband, you know, checked it over as best he could. It's running fine, and I'm happy with that. And I think if something happens with that one, it'll probably be able to be fixed as opposed to the new one. So that was my warning before when we talked about it, Vince. I mean, I'm so happy with, like, my older appliances. I have an older KitchenAid mixer. I have an older Cuisinart food processor. A lot of my older things, I have the old crock pot. I mean, I do have a new one, big one, because my other one I cracked the crock. And I think it was from the temperature change. I put it in the refrigerator, even though I thought it was cooled off enough. It was still, I think, a little warm, and it cracked it. But I have the older things, and I cherish them because I know they're made better.
We got a wedding present 43 years ago and from Mrs. Finelli's sister. And it was a KitchenAid tabletop or countertop mixer, one of those heavy ones. It's white. They now have them in different colors with a stainless steel bowl. And it's 43 years old, and it still works. And I've taken it apart, and I've greased the gearbox and, you know, put in some red grease. Cleaned it up, cleaned the contacts on the speed selector system, and it works just fine. I had to use some emery cloth, but because after 43 years, the electrical contacts that turned the motor on got pitted. Well, a little bit of emery cloth, and probably a half hour of time, a little bit of research, and maybe a dollar's worth of grease, probably less, more like 50 cents worth of grease, and it's running just fine. So you can apply preventative maintenance. You can grease the gearboxes of machines, and they'll last longer, way longer. And you know, Kathy, to be absolutely frank about this, if that thing quit in the next 50 years, I'd be pretty angry.
Because, well, I know. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, in our generation would consider that an appliance would be a temporary thing, you know? You would expect that a top-of-the-line brand name, what would be considered a good one, high quality, durable, wouldn't last 100 years. Seriously, why should it not last 100 years? It should, especially if you take care of it. And I'd be pretty frosted if that thing actually quit and I couldn't fix it. And that brings me to a point. I was talking with our son got a call yesterday, and there was a vehicle that was kind of broken down on the side of the road, or actually in a parking lot just off the side of the road. And he got a call from the driver saying, can you come help us? So he told me about it. I said, well, how about if I go with you? And it was so hot, we had just finished the hay for the day. And I said, how about if I go with you? So I went with him. And I happened to meet a farmer that I never met before. This is, 20 miles away. And I was talking with him. He's about 10 years older than I am. And we were talking about tractors. He was kind of dusty from doing hay, and he said he just got off his tractor. And I said, yeah, me too. And I said, I'm just here to help get this vehicle out of your driveway. And he said that he was talking about a John Deere tractor. He said he has a John Deere tractor. He said that was the biggest mistake he ever made in his life, buying this John Deere tractor. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's relatively new, got it about 10 years ago, and they can't fix it. They can't seem to get, it has a cab. And the idea with a cab is if you're doing hay, hay is dusty. I mean, you're surrounded by dust. So when I bale hay, I'm talking about baling hay. When I bale hay, I am in a cab tractor. I'm in a John Deere cab tractor. And the model number is 2950. It's about 100 horsepower. It's a big tractor. And it has air conditioning that has to be fixed every year. It loses Freon, and I can't find the leak. So I just put a can of Freon in it, and I'm good to go. Well, he has had his back, he said, at least 10 times to the dealer. They cannot fix it. It starts out blowing cold air, and then it gets hot. Now, a cab tractor, if you have an open tractor, meaning no cab, you have a breeze, and it's hot. But if you're in a closed cab and there's no breeze, it's really hot. So it's like being in an oven, and he hates it. He just hates that John Deere tractor. But he has another John Deere tractor. He's telling me about it. It's a 1985 model. He said it works great. I said, mine's a 1985 model too. And so he has the same series tractor. His is 60 horsepower. Ours is about 100 horsepower. And we both have the same, the same model or the same line of tractors. And they're made in Germany, Mannheim, Germany, at the old Mercedes factory. And they're truly extraordinary. Better than any John Deere that's built today. That's the problem. The new stuff, doesn't matter who makes it. It's not so good.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, you sent me an email yesterday, and I don't get it. What am I supposed to see? I have a picture of store shelves with nothing on them. What does that mean?
Yeah, the peanut butter aisle. The only thing they had was a couple jars of Skippy. I think it was Skippy peanut butter, and that was it. Nothing else. Now, I know there was a recall, but, you know, there again, if you would have bought peanut butter and had it in quantity, which I recommend, I think people should, I mean, if you can buy the big cans or jars from Sam's or Costco, or even some of the stores carry the great big ones, peanut butter lasts a long time, and it's a cheap meal sandwich. It's got some protein in it, but there was no, there was nothing there. And you know, Vince, every time I go to the store, I am just shocked. It's like, okay, there was one item I was looking at. I think I went Monday or Tuesday to the store, and it was normally $40. It's now $60. And then I talked about the food saver bags at Costco, but I believe they were either 19 or 20. I thought, well, I'll get another box, maybe two, and now they're 24. So I'm thinking if you have extra funds and you know you need something, especially if it's non-perishable and you can stock up on it, you might as well do it because you're going to go to the store and it's going to be probably 25% higher. And it's happening more rapidly than I thought it would, Vince. I mean, so many things. There was only a few things that I looked on the shelf that the price had not changed. And I know it's just a matter of time. Sometimes it's only like 50 cents, but there's other times where it's $4 to $6. And, you know, Vince, I wanted to say something if somebody's having trouble with like rabbits in their garden. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before on the air, but you can take tulle. It's like netting. Think of like bridal veil tulle. It's very inexpensive and it's really wide. So you could buy like maybe a yard or two and just cut it in strips, like maybe 12, 18 inches wide, and wrap them around, like if they're going after your tomatoes, wrap them around your tomato cage just from the bottom up. And the rabbits don't like the feel of that. I caught my dog a couple days ago. I had cucumbers going up the vine, and she loves the leaves from any kind of a melon, cucumber, anything, any viney thing. And so she was chewing on it, and she broke one of the stems off. So I just wrapped the tulle up a little higher on my, I have like a little tower thing that I let the cucumbers climb on. So it's just an inexpensive thing, and once they get a little bit bigger, and you're, you know, normally the rabbits don't get after it, you could take them off. But I'm doing that for everything right now because I noticed that they're starting to nibble. Even though I have a fence, there must be a couple little ones that have gotten in somehow. And Vince, my other tip I would like to bring up is I would imagine Sharon sent me a picture yesterday. She was at the store, and sweet corn for four sweet corn was $4. So both of us went, wow. So I think this year, if I get good sweet corn, which we have two places that has really good sweet corn, what I have done in the past is I take the sweet corn, I don't cook it, I don't do anything to it, I just cut it off the cob, I stand it up and take a sharp knife, and they do have those tools where you can strip it. I just use a sharp knife. It does just as easily for me. What I do is I put them in a bag, and it can be Ziploc or it can be just like your plastic storage bag, and I put them in like a little square freezer container, put a little milk in there, and I freeze them. And then in the winter, the milk keeps it sweet and it keeps them from getting freezer burn. And it really tastes good then. And I'm going to try to get 3 or 4 dozen and do that with the sweet corn because I have a feeling that that's going to be really high too. I can't believe $1 for sweet corn.
I remember buying sweet corn with my mom when I was growing up, 12 for a dollar. But they give you an extra one. You get 13 for a dollar. No kidding.
Yep.
We'll be right
yep.
back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's January 6 hearing from the House Select Committee will be focused on Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence will not be at the hearing. The Abbott Laboratories plant in Michigan, which was the center of the nation's baby formula crisis, has stopped production again. Severe storms flooded its Sturgis, Michigan plant. Soft on crime has caused two in blue to lose their lives this week. The suspect, 35-year-old Justin Flores, who gunned down two El Monte police officers at a motel outside Los Angeles Tuesday, was on probation for illegally carrying a gun. The officers were killed responding to a report of a stabbing. The suspect was also killed in a shootout with other officers. El Monte Mayor Jessica Ancona.
These men were dedicated to their careers, and even more so as sons, husbands, and fathers.
We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yellowstone National Park could partially reopen as early as Monday as officials continue to assess the damage caused by historic flooding and rapid snowmelt. It caused rivers to damage bridges and sweep away entire sections of roadways. The park's northern region is expected to be closed for a substantial length of time. The less impacted southern loop could reopen as early as Monday, according to park officials. Finance expert turned U.S. Congressman from Florida, Byron Donalds, in a House Budget GOP committee hearing this week, discusses the root of inflation in America.
A lot of money going to people. Right, wrong, or indifferent, money went to people. They didn't have to earn it, which means productivity in the economy is actually down. So people have money, but productivity is down. But when people take that money, they go spend it. I mean, yes, doctor, this is kind of how this works. When they take the money, they go spend it in an economy where productivity is down because there's not enough supply of goods and services available. Prices then go up in response because productivity is down, but everybody's got money. That's how we get to inflation. The job market. Let's talk about that one real briefly. Yes, coming out of the time when the American economy was shut down by government policy because of COVID-19, the job market suffered major hits. But it's virtually without question that in the red states that had opened up, I'm the gentleman from Florida, I know, the job market actually responded quite well to businesses being able to open up and operate.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Black.
Today,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
Easy.
For
2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I just did a quick calculation. Actually, it's just arithmetic. And I figure that 17 years, four filters a year for our heating system. And if I just replaced one of them, that would be, 68 filters. And we have six of them, so that'd be 408 filters that I did not buy because I've been reusing the same furnace filters over and over and over. 408 filters just for us. Now, multiply that times all the houses and all the fiberglass that would be in the landfill needlessly, absolutely needlessly. So I told you how to do it. Use a compressor and dust, or you can use your vacuum cleaner. Okay, but I would do the vacuum cleaner outside, and I would vacuum the dust out of the filter. And we've done that, too. Sometimes in the wintertime, we want to clean the furnace filters. We'll just hook up the central vac and vacuum them in place, and it works great. But make sure the heating system is off. Otherwise, you're going to be putting dust in the heating system. But if you're going to vacuum it with a canister vacuum, then you want to do that outside because they all leak. Kathy, I was reading an article on the Daily Mail. It says Federal Reserve's Chair Jerome Powell warns that there will be more economic damage before inflation comes down from a 41-year high. 8% inflation. It's not 8%, class. It is nowhere near 8%. It's multiples of 8%. Many items are up double, triple. And let me give you an example. So a little over a year ago, I asked our son to buy some refrigerant, 134A. That's what's used in many vehicles, older vehicles. You know, it's in probably the newest ones, maybe the 5 years old or newer, would use a different refrigerant. But the older ones, more than 5 years old, would use typically refrigerant R134A. R134A is a replacement for Freon 12. It's almost as good, but not quite as good. And there's been discussion of the EPA banning it, not banning it, banning it, not banning it. I can't figure it out. But here's what I do know. That a lot of it comes from Asia, if not all of it. And it's branded and packaged Arctic Freeze, National, Johnson's, different brand names on the can, but the contents come from Asia. I looked up the price. Now, we paid $3.33 a can last year. I typed in AutoZone, comma, R-134A. And I guess, it came up with some advertising. Advance Auto, which is a competitor of AutoZone, comes up $16.49. They've got another can with stop leak built in it, $32.99. And then they have something called the AC Pro Extreme 134. That's a taller bottle, $64.99. Now, if you just look at 134A, refrigerant 134A, it's all the same stuff. Okay, regardless of whose brand name's on it. Now, if you have stop leak in it, I wouldn't recommend using stop leak because it plugs up the system eventually. So I would just use plain old R134A. But it used to be $3.33 a can. Now it's $16.49 a can. And I asked our son to check with his contact and see if we could buy some more. And maybe they'd price match it. And he found some at Walmart for $5 and change, maybe $5.53 a can, which is really expensive to me because I'm thinking $3.33 a can. Walmart doesn't have any, at least that we could find. They're advertising something that they can't sell, and no one we can find will price match it. The word from corporate is there will be no price matching on R134A. I have a feeling. I can't prove it. I have a feeling it's in short supply. R134A. Kathy, do you remember us talking privately on the phone and on the air about refrigerant, you know, over a year ago?
Yeah, Vince, you warned then that everybody should get it. You know, Vince, it's no different than you warning about, you know, look at what you need and get it while you can get it now. I mean, you said that over and over and over, but I'm finding the same thing. I go to the store or I look online and I want to order something and it's not available. Or they say it's available only at the store and not online, and I go there and they don't have it. So I don't think you can trust what they have. I found it at Menards. I found it at Sam's. I found it all different kinds of places where they say they have it in stock and they don't. So, you're right, Ben.
Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. So I was so angry. We went to buy an item at Sam's, and it was in stock at Delvac engine oil, diesel engine oil. Said it was in stock, but we had to go pick it up. So I bought some, put it in the cart, and we went there for curbside pickup, and they didn't have it. So we went the next day to another Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri. There's two of them. Went to the other one. It was in stock. Put it in the cart and also got some bananas because I wanted to dehydrate some bananas. And so 120-mile round trip twice. And we got the bananas the second time. That's all we got. It's the bananas. And I was livid, absolutely livid, because I put it in the cart. It says, okay, you're all set. Checkout's complete. But they use words that don't mean what we think they mean. Checkout complete doesn't mean you're going to get it. It just means the checkout's complete, whatever that means. I was so angry. I was on the phone with customer service in the Philippines. Finally, the person was exasperated because the person couldn't figure out what to do. Because I said, I want to be compensated for two 120-mile round trips. And I said I wanted to be compensated at $100 per wasted trip because the website said it was in stock, the checkout was complete, and it wasn't available. I was livid. And it's not because I just wanted to have this. We need this engine oil. We use it. Our livelihood depends on it. And I finally got transferred to this gal in Bentonville, Arkansas, corporate headquarters for Sam's Club. And I said, I would like to be compensated $100 per trip times two, $200. A gift card would be fine, or you can send me a check. Either way. She said, we'll do $150. I said, I'd like $200. She said, we'll do $150. I said, may I speak to your boss? She said, I don't have one. I said, so you're the head knocker. So she was the boss. So I got the $150 gift card. Comes by email, and I wanted to buy, use it, and buy a couple other things. Okay, so this morning, I bought Gatorade, and I've been trying to buy it for a couple days. It comes in a canister, it's just under $10, and I wanted to use the gift card. Now, here's what happens. When you go to use the gift card, they say, a pop-up, screen comes up and it says, we're going to send you a code, a six-digit, I think it's a six- or seven-digit code. We're going to send you a code, and then you'll have to enter that code in order to use the gift card for payment. And they have a countdown, 15 minutes. So from the time that screen pops up when you go to place the order and complete the order, it says, okay, enter your code. And we're sending it to this email address. So you go to the email address, and it doesn't come in for more than 15 minutes. And that time, the code expires. I want you to think about that, class. So you have a credit with a company. They say, we're going to send you a code to use your credit, your gift card. And it takes longer than the time they allow to receive the code. And I'm sitting here at the screen clicking, get mail, get mail, get mail, get mail, get mail, get mail. And it doesn't come in. So after 15 minutes, I give up because the timer's given up, and I can't use the code anymore. So I come back to the computer later on, and I say, okay, send a new code. I get, you know, get mail, get mail, get mail. 15 minutes goes by, and they don't have the code. So if you think things are getting, you know, simpler, they're getting way more complicated. They sell things they don't have. They give you credits you can't use. It's a nightmare. And this is the tip of the iceberg. It's getting worse. Kathy, any comments? Have you experienced that one yet?
All the time, Vince. I joke all the time with my friends and family that shopping is, and obtaining things is like an art now, trying to get what you need and trying to find it. I might have to go online to several different places. I might have to go to several different stores just to find what I'm looking for. And sometimes I don't.
So there's an article on Zero Hedge right now, and Here's the headline, quote, "We are teetering on the edge," end quote. The rest of the headline is, "Food shortage worries mount as Pennsylvania farmers crushed by record diesel prices." And so there's a farmer who's saying he's all ready to go. His tractor's in the field. He's all ready to go. All he needs is diesel fuel, and he can't afford to get any. Here's the quote from the article. Quote, one farmer in Lehigh County is quoted as saying, quote, "I've got a tractor hooked up to my corn planter out there, out here, no diesel fuel, and I can't afford to get any," end quote. Now, he's not the only guy. He really is not the only guy. And in, it says the average price of diesel is now 6.19 per gallon in Pennsylvania, about 75% up from a year ago, which is up from a year before. So now we have farmers that can't afford, they can't afford the fertilizer, they can't afford the fuel, they can't afford the spare parts, they can't get people to work on their equipment, and the sun is hotter than it's been. There's flooding, there's record heat, there's a heat dome, there's drought. No matter what it is, it's a problem for farmers. And it's so hot that cows are dying. Put it all together, it doesn't look good, right, class? Is that it, Kathy, you pay attention to the media at some level. I don't at all. I don't follow anybody on the air. I don't follow. The only thing I do is read. I don't listen to any broadcasts. Have you heard anybody talking about the kind of things that we have talked about this morning in class?
Some of the people I follow, Vince, like the homestead people, or they will, the people that are into prepping and survival, they are talking about this now, too, more and more. And, you know, a lot of times I will read an article or I will watch something, and I'll read a lot of comments. I learn a lot of times more from the comments from people. But that was how I was thinking about, we need to prepare for a year and a half, if we can do it. And I'm working every day from the time I get up to the time I go to bed to just, what can I buy? What can I store? How can I store it?
Yeah. Yep. I've got a quote from the CEO, Joe Biden.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yesterday I proffered a quiz about who would help you, directly or indirectly. And here is the only other email that I received. Dear Vincent, regarding quiz, the question was rigged because the USA Preparers instructors are, I believe, all farmers and have already helped everyone in the class so much more than any of the other options. And yes, I agree with your assessment of the situation we're in and with society collapsing. It has been gaining momentum in my entire life, 50 years. Sad, but please never underestimate the grace of God and the power of divine intervention. And with these in our favor, we may see a correction within my next 50 years. Gwyneth was great with you yesterday, and I always learned from her, but I did not totally agree with her assessment of the men in blue. Thanks, and keeping you and the instructors and your families in prayers, as always. Hanging on by the skin of my teeth with you all, Linda. Thank you, Linda. So that was one comment, one of the two comments that I received. That's it. There are no other responses to yesterday's quiz. And here's what I wanted to share with you that the President, Joe Biden, said. And we here at USA Prepares delineated exactly what the cause is. And we said it was the refinery capacity. That is the bottleneck. And the current administration and the previous administration were bent on shifting the refining process from petro oil to biofuels. Okay? So we're going from oil in the ground to plant oil. That switch has caused this massive, massive problem that we're having with gasoline and diesel prices and availability. And here is what Yahoo.com said the president said. So here's a quote from the president, according to Yahoo. Quote, this would be from Joe Biden. Quote, my administration is prepared to use all reasonable and appropriate federal government tools and emergency authorities to increase refinery capacity, and output in the near term to ensure that every region of this country is appropriately supplied, end quote. Biden said, without detailing what kind of actions he would take, end quote. So, he now knows that the problem with fuel is the problem caused by refinery capacity, which we've already delineated here at USA for Paris, before anyone else really delineated it. We told you what it was. The administration is confusing the oil companies with these demands. And now they're going to, now he's threatening the oil companies for doing what he told them to do. What we need is leadership. We don't need vacillation. We need leadership, we need direction, and we're not getting it in any area. It doesn't matter what you look at, we're not getting leadership, and we have no heroes. We have no one to point to and say, now that guy, that gal, now that is a true hero. We have none. Kathy?
Well, that's true. And the press secretary just said that it's the oil company's fault, they're price gouging. Which is false. It's our government. And, you know, we are on our own. And the sooner I think people wake up to the reality of, you better just face the reality of what we got in front of us and start trying to do something about it. How many of the instructors have we talked about? Just try to do and learn. And, you know, Vince, like when it comes to cooking and basic things, I think go back to what they learn about how they cooked when people were in hard times and have those recipes on hand and try them. Vince, I wanted to bring up, I have a strawberry patch, and about two years ago, I went and got two different varieties, and the one variety I think had a fungal issue because they died right away, and they looked like they had something on their leaves, so I pulled them out, and I had six more plants, so my grandson came over, and he was so excited, he asked me for some, so I gave him three. Well, I kept three plants, and right now I have a patch that's probably 12 by 10. It just took off, and that was only 2 years ago. Now, I was really bad. I didn't make rows. I ran out of time. I think it was the weather was not cooperating or something. But right now, and I'm still picking, I've already picked 22 quarts of strawberries. So that's a source of food. And
absolutely.
It's not that much work.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, very well said, very well done. Kathy, you mentioned the press secretary. Do you remember what a Raggedy Ann doll looked like?
Yeah.
Class? Raggedy, R-A-G-G-E-D-Y, space A-N-N, Raggedy Ann doll. That is the hairstyle of the press secretary, in my opinion. Take a look. You won't believe it. Kathy, thanks. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome, Vince.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.